Okay, we left off at the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So, I asked you to take a look. I left some Mara Makomos there. I assume you all saw the Mara Makomos. There are two things I wanted to talk about over here in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us about the release from the Ir Miklat that you get when the Kohen Gadol dies. A person gets released from an Ir Miklat, and the Mishnah talks about, well, which Kohen Gadol has to die. So the Mishnah says, whichever. Whether it's the Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, Kohen Gadol that gets anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, or whether it's Meruba Begadim, the Kohen Gadol that gets his position and is coronated, I guess, as Kohen Gadol by wearing the 8 Bigdei Kuhuna Gadola, or even Avar Mimishichuso, even a former Kohen Gadol, any of them die, the Rotzeach gets out of the Ir Miklat, and Rabbi Yehuda says, not only any of those guys, even a Mashuach Milchama. What's a Mashuach Milchama? He's not really a Kohen Gadol. We call him a Kohen Gadol, but his job is to psych up the people before they go to war. So one issue that I want to get to, hopefully, is a discussion of how it's possible that you have a Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha and a Meruba Begadim at the same time. Is that a possibility? Meaning, the Mishnah says, any of these people die, you go free. And the Gemara is going to raise a question on Beis, b'misas kulam, o afilu b'miksasan. What does it mean you go free? Do you go free only when all of them die? That's right before the Mishnah on Beis, yibaylu. B'misas kulan hu chozer, o zilma b'misas echad mehen. Do you only go free if all of them die? Or even if just one of them die? Now, the very question, do you need all of them to die, implies that all of them could be in this world at the same time. But how's that possible? If they had the Shemen HaMishcha, why would they ever have a Meruba Begadim? If you have Shemen HaMishcha, you would anoint the Kohen Gadol with the Shemen HaMishcha. You wouldn't use the Big Day Kuna to anoint him. That would be what he wears after he's already anointed. So that's one issue I wanted to get to. The other issue I want to get to, maybe we'll do the second issue first, is the Gemara mentions over here about a kilalas chacham. The Gemara derives that, first of all, even a kilalas chinam, and even a klala al tanai, if given by a chacham, even if it's for no reason, and even if it's conditional, and the condition wasn't met, the klala is still going to be powerful. There's something about the klala of a chacham. The Gemara tells us, Amar Avi Damrav, Kilas Chacham Afilu B'Chinam Hi Ba'a. That even if the klal is for nothing, it's still going to come. Minalan, how do I know this? Me'achitofel. From the story of Achitofel, Shabashah Shekara David Shisin, when David was digging the Shisin, David laid all the groundwork for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. So one of the things he did is he built the Shisin, he dug the Shisin, the two pipes by the Mizbeach, Kofat Tahoma. The depth started to rise, and it was above the Mishtaf al Alma, and it was going to flood out the whole world. Amar Ma'al Lichtov Shem Achas B'Mishtaf B'Doma D'Leik V'Aduchte. So he said, he asked the Shaila, am I allowed to write the Shem Hashem on a shard of pottery, throw it in there, and that will knock it back down? Lekadam Lemidi, no one said anything. Amar Kol Yodei Adover Zeve, Eino Omro, Yechanik B'Grono. He gave a klala. If anyone knows the answer to this and doesn't tell me, you should choke. If for a sota to save a single marriage, we're willing to erase the Shem Hashem to save the ganze Welt, everybody, the whole world, for sure we should erase Shem Hashem. Amar le shari, sachitovel said it's mutter. Everyone lived happily ever after. Right, if you wrote the name, they put it in. Depths sank back down. So Achitofel shouldn't choke. He shouldn't choke. Because he did what he was supposed to do. And how does Achitofel die? He chokes. The curse is fulfilled. Even though it was b'chinam. It was for no reason. He didn't deserve this curse. And not only that, kilas chacham afilu al tanai hi ba, the Gemara says. From the fact that Eli says to Shmuel, ko yaseh lecha elokim v'ko yosif im tikachin meni davar. Shmuel keeps getting a nevuah. And Eli says, nu, tell me the nevuah. And Shmuel knows that the nevuah is bad news for Eli and his descendants. So Shmuel doesn't want to say the nevuah. Why should he be the bearer of bad news? He doesn't want Eli to get angry at him. He doesn't want to disappoint Eli. Eli says, if you withhold anything from me, then it should happen to your children. So Shmuel told him, Vayagedlo Shmuel is called Advarim v'lo kachad mimenu. He didn't hold anything back, okay? You asked for it, and he gave him the whole nevuah. V'afilu achik siv lo holchu banav bedrachav. And still, Shmuel's children didn't follow in his path. The curse still worked. So a klala given by a chacham is powerful. Elsewhere, Chazal tell us, Alte killas hedyot kala be'enecha. That even a klala of a hedyot you shouldn't take lightly. Now, if that's the case, that you shouldn't even take a klala of a hedyot lightly, what's the deal with what's so special about a klala of a chacham? If even a klala of a hedyot means something, what distinguishes a klala of a chacham over a klala of a hedyot? And aside from that, why does klala work? If I deserve to be punished, so shouldn't Hashem punish me even if no one curses me? And if I don't deserve to be punished, is this fair? Kill us chinam? It's for nothing? I don't deserve it at all? So why is the klala going to be fulfilled? So I thought maybe to analyze klala, it's important to analyze bracha a little bit. Because we have similar concepts when it comes to bracha. The Gemara Maseches Megillah, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, tells us, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Lo lemalte birchas hedyot kala be'enecha. That you shouldn't treat a birchas hedyot lightly. Shari shnei gedolei ador, birchas hedyot means a bracha of a simple person. Rav Shacht always translates hedyot as an idiot, but he doesn't mean to say that hedyot means idiot. He means to say idiot means hedyot. Meaning the word idiot originally comes from hedyot. It means a simple person, a nobody. I'm not saying that the word hedyot means the way we use idiot. You shouldn't treat the bracha of a hedyot, of a nobody, lightly. That's the famous story with the Ragachev. Rav Zevin writes in Ishim Vishitos, that the Ragachev was sitting with another Rav, and someone came to the Ragachev and asked for a bracha. And the Ragachev said, I make brachas on food, I don't make brachas on people, sorry. And the other Chacham said to the Ragachev, you know, even a birchas hedyot I'll take kala be'enecha. So, kal v'chomer, your bracha would be meaningful. So the Ragachev said back to the other Rav, instead of me giving a bracha with a kal v'chomer, why don't you give a bracha and you won't even need a kal v'chomer? The irregular birchas hedyot. So you have to treat a birchas hedyot as if it's meaningful. How do I know? Shari shnei gedolei ador baruchum shnei adyotos. Two gedolei ador, were blessed by two adyotos, v'niskayma behen, and the bracha were brachas were makuyim. Who? David and Daniel, the Gemara says. David and Daniel. David debarche arvana, d'chsiv ayom arvana el amelech, shem elokach yirtzecha. Arvana blessed David. Arvana was, who was he? Some Yavusi who owned a piece of land, happened to be the piece of land where the Beis HaMikdash was one day going to be built. But he was nobody special. And he blesses David that Hashem's going to answer his tefillos. And guess what? David composed a book that not only is Hashem answer his tefillos, whenever we need tefillos, we look to David's words. He was the ultimate composer of tefillos. So yeah, that bracha is pretty much makuyim. And second, Daniel, the barchi Daryavesh, the Gemara says, Daryavesh blessed Daniel. Elokach diant palachle betedira hu yashizvinech. The God that you always pray to should protect you. Save for Daniel is written in Aramaic, it's not in Hebrew. And Daniel was saved. Yeah, he protected him. He was thrown into a lion's den. It's not like the lions at the zoo where they're always sleeping. You know, ferocious lions. The lion's den. It's pretty amazing to think. The reason Daniel was saved from a pack of lions didn't have to do with his own zechuyos. It had to do with the bracha he got from Daryavesh, from some non-Jewish king. You know? That's what saved Daniel. Had this been the only Gemara in Shas, had that Gemara in Megillah been the only Gemara in Shas that talks about the value of getting a bracha from a simple person, or the value of a simple person giving a bracha? Okay, maybe we wouldn't have that many questions, but there's another Gemara. Brachos Dav Zayin. Wild Gemara. The Gemara was made into a song by... No, not Shvaki. I don't think so. I think it's Avram Fried, no? Really? You could sing it for me after. Amar Bishmal Ben Elisha. Shvaki sings it also. Amar Bishmal Ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, "Pam achas nechnasi lahakdir ktaris lefnei v'lefnim." Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol said, one time he was going to bring the ktaris in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, Yom Kippur. V'reisi akatril ka Hashem tzvakos shu yoshev al kisei rom v'nisa. Roughly, he sees Hashem sitting on his throne. Va'amrli Yishmael b'ni barcheni, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yishmael, my son, give me a bracha. Amartilo, Yiratzon Mufanecha, Shiich Bishu Rachma, Eskaascha, Viagulu Rachamecha, Mitosera, Vitisnaig, and Banecha, Bimitisarachma, Vitikanislam with Nimishurus Adin. So Rabbi Shmuel has got to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What bracha does he give him? You should have mercy on the Jewish people, treat them beyond the letter of the law. Venenali Barosha, and Hashem says, ah, nice. Good bracha. Vikamash Malon, Shalote Birchas Hedyot Kalabe Enech. We see from there that you should take a Birchas Hedyot seriously. Four kashas. I wrote this for a bar mitzvah boy. Yeah, a bar mitzvah drasha. I wrote this shira. Four kashas. Kasha number one. Why do I need two gemaras to teach the same message? Gemara Megillah, Gemara Brachos. Marsha and Brachos points out, once you have a Gemara Megillah that proves from Psukim, that a Birchas Hedyot means something. So what are you adding by telling us, some story without any psukim of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? What does that add that I don't already have from the other Gemara? I know, Birch Sedyo, that has to be important. Second, Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks, how do we know to attribute David's success to the bracha of Arvana and to attribute Daniel's success to the bracha of Daryavesh? You know, after all, David and Daniel were pretty big tzaddikim. Maybe they were successful because they were who they were. Yeah, it's nice they got a bracha from a hedyot. Maybe that had nothing to do with it. Third, why does Hashem need a bracha in the first place? It's a little bit odd for Hashem to ask for a bracha from a human being. A chutzpah, really, for a hedyot to give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To bless anyone greater than you is a chutzpah. In a certain sense, to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And fourth, finally, it's interesting to see who the Gemara refers to as a hedyot. No, the Gemara refers to, where do we learn Altei Birchas Hedyot Kal Beinecha? Where do we learn it from? Because of who blessed who. So, Nu, what were the examples that we had? We had Daryavesh blessing Daniel. Daryavesh was what? What was his position in society? He was king. The Gemara specifically, generally, when it refers to, let's say, Shlomo Melech and Gittin, when it talks about how he was Melech v'Hedyot v'Melech, what does it mean? Hedyot is the opposite of a king. A Melech is the opposite of a Hedyot. So we learn Birchas Hedyot. Birchas Hedyot shouldn't be Kalav Einecha from Daryavesh, who was a Melech, which is the opposite of a Hedyot. When you talk about a regular Kohen versus a Kohen Gadol, what do you call him? A Kohen what? Kohen Hedyot. And where do we learn Birchas Hedyot in Brachos from? A Bracha of Rabbi Shmuel? Kohen Gadol, the opposite of a hedyot. Isn't that funny? That we learn Birchas Hedyot from the people who are least likely to ever be called a hedyot. A melech and a Kohen Gadol. So I thought that maybe we could say the following mahalich to answer this. And then maybe we'll bring it back to the klala issue. Why is a Birchas Hedyot valuable? What is it about a Birchas Hedyot that's so valuable? So, in every bracha, there are two parties. There's the one giving the bracha, and the one receiving the bracha. L'chora, one could argue that every bracha has a to'eles on two levels. Two distinct benefits of a bracha. There's a benefit for the mevarech, and there's a benefit for the misbarech. Now, we often think of it, of course, the guy who's getting blessed is going to benefit. And we always think of brachos only in terms of that, that the one getting blessed is going to benefit. But maybe there's an additional toelas for the mevarech as well. So the simplest level, Birchas Hayyud is beneficial for the recipient of the bracha, because the bracha might come true and it might make his life better. You know, Rav Maisha writes in a tshuva where he tries to explain why it is that when people ask him for a bracha, he gives them a bracha. After all, I'm a nobody. Why would anyone care that I'm giving them a bracha? So Rav Maisha says, he explains that Birchas Hayyud means, who knows what zuchus any random individual has that might be the zuchus that's going to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want to listen. No, no, maybe a guy seems like a regular guy, but he does one mitzvah really well, and that's just the mitzvah that Hashem is really interested in today, when he's giving this bracha. So Moshe says, so people ask me for a bracha, it's not inappropriate to give a bracha, because I'm a hedyot. It's amazing that he really believed that. Like, he says, you know, it's true they're only asking me and not asking every hedyot on the street, Rav Moshe writes. I should have put the tshuva on the Maram Kama. It's an unbelievable tshuva to read. Rav Moshe writes, it's true they're only asking me because they think I'm not a hedyot. So maybe like a little Gneva Stas, if, you know, I don't correct them and tell them, listen, I know that I'm a Rosh Hashiva and I wrote a couple of books, Rav Moshe writes. So you probably don't think I'm a hedyot, but trust me, I'm really a hedyot. Then Rav Moshe says, no, I know what's going to happen if I try to set them straight. They're going to say that I'm just being humble, and they're not going to believe me. So I can't bother setting them straight. He's right. It's exactly what everyone would say. Unbelievable. Okay, the level of humility like that. So he says, so I'm not going to set them straight. But it's okay to give a bracha even though I'm a hedyot, because you never know what zuchus I'm going to have. So one might have thought that that kind of bracha is valuable as long as it comes from a simple person who's also not a rasha. Right? But a bracha from a rasha, you know, you don't want brachas like that. If a rasha gives a bracha and then it comes true, the rasha could use that as a source of gaiva. Look at that! I blessed him, and because of my blessing, it came true. That's what the Medrash in Psikta Zutrasa, Bereshis Parachav Dalet says, that a lot of Rishayim blessed Rivka that she should have children, but Hashem didn't grant her children until Yitzchak specifically davened for her, because he didn't want that the nations of the world should say, Tfilah Seinu Osaperus. That it was our Tfilos that did it. And yet the Medrash still says, Al Tebir Chsadiot Kal Beinecha. We value the brachas of everybody, even the brachas of Rishayim. And that's the point that the Gemara Megillah is making. Gemara tells us about Arvana giving a bracha to David, Dar Yavesh giving a bracha to Daniel. The people giving the bracha weren't even Jewish. Anybody can have some sort of zechus that might make the bracha come true, and it's worth getting brachas from everybody because it can help make our lives better. So Al Teibir Chesed Kal Beinecha in Megillah is the emphasis on the recipient. The giver of the bracha are people we don't care about. They're at best goyim and at worst rishayim. So these are people that we're not so interested in them generating zechuyos. Even though we have to be nice to goyim and all that, we're not interested in them generating zechuyos. The Gemara Baba Basra says that the more zechuyos they generate, the longer our galus lasts. So we don't want them to generate zechuyos. It's not about them. It's about us. It's about the recipient of the bracha. David, Daniel, you never know. Someone's chus might affect us. But then comes along the Gemara and Brachas. And the Gemara and Brachas can't possibly be talking about the recipient of the bracha benefiting from the bracha. Why not? Who's the recipient in the Gemara and Brachas? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not benefiting from our bracha. Hashem doesn't need the bracha of any human being. He doesn't benefit from our bracha. It would seem that would be a total chutzpah to even offer a bracha. However, Hashem asks for the bracha. Why does Hashem ask for the bracha? Not because he needs to receive it, but because we need to give it. When we give a bracha, and we wish nice things on other people, we're becoming better people by focusing on their positive traits and wishing well for them. When you're the kind of person that wants to give brachas to people, Now you're that kala on her wedding day who's running around giving brachas to everybody. It's better for you. It's a valuable experience to think positively for other people, appreciate the blessings that Hashem bestows. That's why the Gemara in Brachos adds. That's what the Gemara in Brachos adds that we would not have known from the Gemara in Megillah. Svei dinim in bracha. A din in the Mekabel and a din in the Nosein. The Rashi explains in the Tshuva that the definition of a hedyot doesn't mean a simple person or an idiot. A hedyot means someone who's relatively simple. Meaning, a Kohen Hedyot is a simple person. What do you mean? Klape me, I'm a Yisrael. A Kohen Hedyot is on a very high level. He gets to do Avodah, I don't. He gets to eat Truma, I don't. He gets first Aliyah, I don't. Seems very exalted. A regular citizen could be very important and valuable contributor to society, but in comparison to the king, the regular citizen is a Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot is very Chashuv, but in comparison to a Kohen Gadol, he's a Hedyot. When we talk about Birchas Hedyot Al Teikal Beinecho, what's the Vart? So what does Moshe say? Because you never know what Zuchus he has. Meaning, even though he's a Hedyot, meaning relatively a Hedyot. Relative to you, he's a Hedyot. He's on a lower level than you are. Still Al Teikal Beinecho. And has value for both reasons. For both Dinim and the Bracha. The person giving the Bracha may have that special Zuchus. And may therefore be specifically empowered to help us in a way that we can't help ourselves. Even people the likes of David and Daniel may not have that zuchus that they need for Hashem to answer their tefillos or protect them in the lion's den, but somebody else might have that zuchus. And even if his brachos won't help us, or if we feel that our brachos won't help others, it's a valuable experience to give a bracha. It's something, don't even just think of yourself as a hedyot whose brachas aren't worth anything. Give anyway. Because that also is a valuable experience. So that answers all the kashas, I think. Why do we need two gemaras to teach the same message? They're not the same message. One is about the Mekabel, one is about the Nosein. How do we know the success of David in stopping the plague and Daniel's success in being saved from the lions was owed to those brachas? Because the Navi would only tell us about these brachas if they actually accomplished something. And it's giving us a profound message that even people the likes of David and Daniel can benefit from the brachas of people much, much lower than them. Because you never know where that zuchus is. You never know where that benefit is. And that's why the Navi tells us about those brachas. Why does Hashem need a bracha in the first place? He doesn't. As our third question, he doesn't need a bracha, of course not. He wants Rabbi Shmuel to bless him because he wants Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol to give a bracha. Rabbi Shmuel needed it. Why the examples in the Gemara of a hedyot being people that are not really simple at all? A melech, a Kohen Gadol, to highlight what the definition of hedyot is. Definition of hedyot is not someone who's just a nobody. It's someone who, relative to the recipient, relative to who you're comparing him to, is a hedyot. So yeah, Rabbi Shmuel was Kohen Gadol, but relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a hedyot. Daryavish is a king, but relative to Daniel, Man Malki Rabbanon, a Navi, a Talmud Chacham, that's true royalty. He's a hedyot. So lest a person think the bracha of someone else that's beneath me is worthless to me because I have his zuchiyos plus. Altei Birchseidit Kal Beinecha tells us, no, it is worth it for you and for him. It's worth it for you because you don't have his zuchiyos plus. You may have more zuchiyos than him, but you don't have necessarily the same zuchiyos that he has. He may have something. And it's worth it for him to go through that experience of being mevarech. So now transfer that, right, we're good? Svei dinim in bracha, it's a pretty simple vart, I think. The recipient, the giver. When the bar mitzvah boy read this, he read it in like 8 minutes and no one understood a word he was talking about. I'm like, wow, that was a great drasha. I was like, what the heck was he talking about? But I thought it was pretty good. Transfer this over to Klala now. I'll take kilas hedyot kala beinacha. A klala v'hedyot has to be meaningful to you. So what does that mean? If there are tzvei dinim in bracha, there's the element of you never know what's zuchus, what's going to push the buttons and cause a hashpah in shemayim. So would that apply to a klala? Stama? Right? That element would apply to a klala. Alte kilas hedyot kala beinecha means avoid a klala even from a hedyot at all costs, because he might have that zuchus that's going to be mashpia up in shemayim that's going to cause something to happen. The other element of alte birch hedyot kala beinecha being a positive experience for the mevarech, so obviously in a klala it would be a negative experience for the mekala. And it would not be something that's a positive experience for the Makala. It would be something that, you know, when a Hedyot is Makala, it may be impactful not just on you, it may be impactful on him in a very negative way. Why is it that a Kilas Chacham is so much more powerful than a Kilas Hedyot? And what's the difference between the two? Kilas Chacham, we said, Afilu Bechinam, Afilu Al Tanai. No matter what, just him saying those words, the Chacham saying those words, will be mashpia. Whereas the Kilas Hedyot is just, no, when he really curses you, just don't take it lightly. So we go much further by Kilas Chacham. By Kilas Chacham, it's not just when he's actually cursing you. Even if he's not, he said a curse al Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. He said it Bechinam, and there's no reason that it should ever happen. Even then it's going to be fulfilled. Because by a Chacham there's an additional level. There's something called Bris Krusa L'Sfasayim. That words mean something. And when a Chacham says something, those words have an impact. Whether it's what he would have wanted or not. Chacham Mizaharu B'Divreichem. Chazal tell us. Chachamim have to be very careful with their words, because every word that comes out of a Chacham's mouth is going to be able to be mashpia in a certain way. Whereas a Hedyot, it's not about the words, it's about the zechus. He may have a zechus somewhere that will be mashpia to get what he wants. What he wants. He may want to be mevarich you, that bracha may come true. He may want to be mekalel you, that klala might come true. That's the way it works with a Hedyot. Is about his desires, what he wants to accomplish. But by Chacham, it's more than that. It's not just what he wants. David didn't want Achitofel to choke at the end of the day. But it's a bris krusa l'sfasayim. He said those words. And just to conclude this piece, the Rashba, I think it was the Rashba. Yeah, Tshuvas HaRashba Miuchasos L'Ramban in Siman Resh Pei Vav. Was bothered, or someone asked him, what's pshat in the whole Gemara and Brachas Tafnun and Vav, when the Gemara tells us that Abaye and Rava used to go to a dream interpreter every time they had a dream, and this interpreter had the minhag that whoever would pay him, he would interpret it in a positive way, and whoever stiffed him, he would interpret the dream in a negative way. And the Gemara tells us, Abaye used to pay him and Rava didn't. And they would always have the same dreams, and they would go to him, and he would say to Abaye, oh, this means you're going to be successful in this way, that way, that. And for Rava, he would say, oh, this means you're going to fail, and everything's going to be terrible. And he would, and somehow, that it all came true. So someone asked Rashba, let's pshat. Did they deserve it or did they not deserve it? You know, what does that have to do with the interpretation? Do you really have that kind of power? So he says, Zusha Elas Pilosofim. He says, first of all, it's not a halachic shayla, it's a philosophical shayla. But he means that as an insult. He says, to ask such a kasha is Shatolina kol b'teva chok. The philosophers assume that everything is already, you know, decided and everything is based on laws of nature. Achlfiya nirim and akosov, vaskamas chachmei Torah eno kein. Said there are a lot of mysteries in this world that we can't really explain. V'shamru bris krusa l'sfasayim. We have that idea of bris krusa l'sfasayim. It's a mystery. Why bris krusa l'sfasayim? The guy doesn't deserve the klala, but the chacham gives the klala, and it's bechinam. It was wrong, and it's still going to come true. Kishkaga yotzi milifnei ashalit. Someone says something, he doesn't even realize that he's getting angry and he's saying something that's not reasonable. And still it's going to have an effect. V'zui armeniya b'klola v'ahepech b'bracha. V'amru alte birchsedet kal b'enecha. Says the Rashba, very clearly, he says, that's the idea of klola, and on the flip side, that's the idea of bracha. That even if people were otherwise not deserving of getting what you're wishing upon them, it still could happen. They can still get it. It's not philosophically tenable, but it doesn't matter because we don't practice the religion of philosophy. We practice the religion of God, and that's what God allowed. Al yiftach adam piv l'satan. What does that mean, al yiftach adam piv l'satan? How is my saying that something bad is going to happen? You know, in Yiddish, they use... There's certain words that they don't have, certain ideas they don't have words for, because Jews never said certain negative things. They couldn't. Al yiftach piv l'satan. How do you say cancer in Yiddish? Anyone know? Yena machla. You know what yena machla means? Oh, that illness. There's no word for it. They all had it. Ashkenazic Jewry suffered a higher rate of cancer than anybody else for a long, 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 long time. It still does. But bris krusa l'sfasayim, like, somehow means something. It somehow has an impact. Okay, that's a little bit about kilas chacham. Okay, so we have 3 minutes left to discuss the other thing. The other issue I wanted to get to is these multiple kalanim, a little bit more of a halachic discussion. So what does Rashi say? When it says Echad Kohen Meshuach, Echad Merubah Begadim, Echad Meshuach B'Shem and Amishcha, Echad Merubah Begadim, so Rashi says we can't be talking about the same time in history, because Rashi points out from Yoshio ve'elach, from the times of Yoshio and on, Nignaz Shem and Amishcha. The Shem and Amishcha, which we had from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, was put away, was hidden. So we didn't have. So how did they make a coin headed into a Kohen Gadol? How did they promote someone to be Kohen Gadol? They put on the Shemona Begadim on him, and he'd become a Kohen Gadol. But prior to that, they would use the Shemona Mishcha. So it's not the same time in history. But Frek the Ritva, he says, I don't understand. The Gemara is going to ask, do you need Misas Kulam, or is even Misas Miktsasan enough? So how could the Gemara ask such a question? Do you need Misas Kulam, or even Misas Miktsasan is enough? How could you have Misas Kulam? They can't all exist at the same time, according to Rashi. So can you come up with a case where they could all exist at the same time? Where you have a Mashuach, Sha'avar, and a current Merubah Begadim. So maybe right on the line. You have someone who's Mashuach B'Shem and Mishka. He became Tameh, so he was disqualified. So then you need to put someone else in his place. And what do you do with that someone else? Merubah Begadim. Because now you don't have the Shemana Mishcha anymore. So says Tosos and Maseches Nazim and Zayin and Beis. Yeah, that works very well if you say Echad Mashuach Shemana Mishcha ve'Echad Amru Begadim. But some have the gears to the opposite. Echad Amru Begadim ve'Echad Mashuach Shemana Mishcha. Which means that the Amru Begadim is before the Mashuach Shemana Mishcha. How do you work that out? Historically, the Mashuach Shemana Mishcha should have come first before the Amru Begadim. So how do you ever have that case? So, all right. The Marshal and the Marsha asked this kasha, and the Oracle Neder says it's a plia atzuma that the Marshal and the Marsha asked this kasha like they discovered America, like this is a new kasha, because the kasha Taisus deals with the Maseches Nazir and the kasha the Ritva deals with. Okay, it's not such a pella that they didn't ask, that they didn't know the Ritva. Why is it not such a pella that they didn't know the Ritva? They didn't have a Ritva. Okay, fine. They're excused. But a Taisus? And you're the Marsha? Your whole job in life is to explain every Rashi and every Tosos? And he didn't know what Tosos and Maseches Nazir? Strange. But anyway, the Ritva over here writes that if the Mashiach goes to a different place, we're not Moshech another Kohen Gadol in their place. We do Merubah Begadim. Meaning, if the Mashiach dies or is Tameh or something like that, then we'll be Moshech another Kohen Gadol. But if he's just unavailable, we're not going to do a Mashiach on another Kohen Gadol. We'll just do Merubah Begadim. So says the Ritva, so then you could have both at the same time. And you could even have Merubah Begadim first, because then you could have Merubah Begadim, and then Merubah Begadim is done, the Mashiach comes back. Or that Mashiach dies, and then the next Kohen Gadol gets appointed is going to be Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha. Because it's all before the times of Yoshiyahu. And still you would have to do Ribah Begadim. Tosos is cholik on the Rabban and the Ritva. Tosos holds that they would be Moshech a second Kohen Gadol as well. Right? Tosos says if a guy becomes Tameh, sorry, the Ritva is even if he becomes Tameh, you would never be Moshech a second Kohen Gadol when the first Kohen Gadol is still alive. Tosos says yes, you would. They'd be Moshech L'Sheni, the second guy as well. The Ramban assumes like the Ritva, that it's impossible that we would never do Mashicha a second time. If we had more time, what we would discuss over here is what's the Nekuda Samachlokas. Why would you hold that Mashicha can only be done on one Kohen Gadol at a time? Versus why would you hold, well, the other one is much more mistaver, that anyone who's got a service Kohen Gadol, as long as you have Shemna Mishcha, let him use the Shemna Mishcha. What's the svara to say like the Ramban and the Ritva? That it's impossible that two people on this earth simultaneously will both be Mashuach v'Shemina Mishcha. So something to think about. And for Sunday, I guess we'll do a Hakdama. Shir will be at 12 o'clock sharp, probably. I'll let you know exactly what time Shir is. Unless you text me today, give me something else to do.